Most crops in the Midwest are planted in the spring and harvested in the fall. The farmer's investment is mostly in that single year the crop is in the ground. Now imagine a crop where it's at least 6 years before the first harvest, and the profits you make from the crop are highly dependent on knowing how to handle the final product. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This was a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Jason Gerke is no stranger to growing crops like corn and soybeans. When he and his wife, Colleen, began growing grapes, he quickly realized this new crop would take much longer to come to harvest.
We make our vines wait till the fourth summer, 4 years old, before we let them have a fruit crop. If they throw some clusters before, we'll snip them off so that they focus that energy in the roots and the vines themselves. And so it's 4 years before we have grapes. And then in the winemaking process, we typically harvest in the fall, and it's going to be the next summer before we have wine in the bottle at the earliest.
While it may take 6 years from planting grapes to wine tasting, these vines will produce for many years.
The average in the Midwest is like 15 years, but keep in mind, in a vineyard, you kind of ebb and flow. So as you lose a vine here, you restart a new vine. So your vineyard could continue on indefinitely, but the average age is 15. Versus California with a moderate climate might be 50 years average.
Business is growing at this young winery. Not only do they produce top wines, they're also using innovative ways to grow their crop and protect the environment.
We use baby doll sheep to graze under our vines so we don't have to spray as much herbicide. Let the sheep take care of the weeds. The reason we can do that is we have a tall trellis system for our Norton, and a baby doll sheep is kind of a small heritage breed, so they work well together. We're free-ranging chickens and measuring their input or their impact on the pest.
The Gerkes literally live just a few yards from their grapes and their winery. It's a family business that is a dream come true for this beef and row crop farmer. Traveling the countryside in Platte City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.